Mzakskane Pragyurmish Dalin for Pragyurmish Zion. The Mishnah is continuing to discuss the laws of Tzomet Posel, something which is totally sealed from all sides, and therefore that which is inside of such a kli would not become Tome. And although we learned that if there is a hole in the lid, or that which seals the lid to the main kli, then there is a minimum size that that hole would need to be in order to stop it being a Tzomet Posel. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, HaKadura Pakas shall get me a ball of wool, or not necessarily wool, a ball of material, thread, fibers. Get me is some sort of rubber or material which comes from reeds. Some kind of ball which has lots of mini, mini holes in it. Not that you can necessarily see the holes, but it's clear that, you know, a ball of thread, just like a ball of string, would have lots of holes in, just because of the fact that it's not a solid piece of material, rather it's a long material all balled together. Be as it may, shenason al piachoves, somebody put such a ball on top of the mouth, the opening of a barrel. Even if imerach natzdodin, he sealed it with a kind of paste, one of the materials which we learned in the couple of mishnayos ago, that are considered to be proper seals. It would seal it shut properly. Lehitzil, it would not save that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. Achi yamarach min lamalon laton, unless he also spreads this paste, this sealing material, min lamalon min lamaton, on top and underneath this ball, in order to make sure that there are no holes in that ball itself. The same applies to a small piece of material which comes from an item of clothing. If it is one which has many, many holes in it, even if the holes are totally tiny, then in general the holes would not be considered significant enough if such a hole developed in the seal or in the closing of a kli. But over here, that the entire nature of this lid is such that it's not one solid material. So in order for this to give the status of a tzomet posel to the kli, it would need to be smeared with some sort of paste or sealing material. If the material which was placed on top of the opening of the barrel was made of paper or leather, and it is a solid material, and somebody tied it with a string, placed a string around the top of the barrel in order to place this on top of it, that in and of itself is not considered to be a significantly shut lid enough to save the tumah from coming in, and therefore only a memeirach menatzdodin, only if he smears this sealing material, this paste around the side of it, to actually stick the leather or the paper onto the kli, only then hitzil would it save that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. Mishnah Hey, choshen is kalfa, a barrel where part of the side of the barrel was peeled off. However, vazefes shaloi medes, the pitch which was smeared on the inside of the barrel is still there. They would often smear the inside of the barrel with an entire layer of pitch or tar. And on the outside there would be earthenware or clay. So if the clay came off, but there is still pitch over there, so there's not really a hole which goes from one end and through the wall of the barrel. And it's important that we're talking about a scenario where it's the inside part of the barrel which is still there, and the outside part of it is not there anymore. The same applies to kvesim, which is a kind of jug or barrel which contains fish brine, the juice which fish are inside of. That a person sealed them shut with a particular type of paste, and he sealed it inside, within the rim of this jug. That is to say, the lid does not go on top of it, but rather inside of it slightly. Very similar to a cork, just that the cork would go entirely into the bottle, with none of it protruding upwards, and in fact, even part of it would be a bit lower than the top of the rim. So this jug was closed in a similar way to that. Rabbi Huda says, Einon matzilin, these kalim would not save that which is inside of them from becoming tamei. Because the Pasuk talks about something which is tzomet posel olov, that it has something which totally fastens it shut on it. And according to Yehuda, that comes to exclude something which closes it shut, but from inside of it. So even in the case where the outer part of the barrel came off totally, just that there's an inside layer of tar which keeps it shut. Since the outside of the barrel is not totally closed and not totally shut, it would not save that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. That it does save that which is inside of it from becoming tomei, because at the end of the day, the kli itself is totally shut, And if we consider the key to just be, to end where the part of it is totally shut, so then it is considered to be totally shut. We can basically ignore the outer part of the barrel, or the part of the barrel which goes above the cork, above the lid. And then it would be considered to be totally shut on the outside. So according to the Chachomim, these cases, these kelim would also save that which is inside of them from becoming tamei. Mishnevav, cholis shenikva, a barrel which develops a hole in the side of it, stomor shemarim, and somebody filled it up and blocked up that hole with the dregs of wine, the part of wine which hardens a bit. The Mishnah says that is considered to be sticky enough and something which would seal the barrel totally shut, and therefore hitziluho, it would save that which is inside of it from becoming tamei. What happens if Pekokob is a Meira, if he blocked it up with the branches of a tree or a vine? He stuck those branches in through the hole. So the Mishnah says that it would only save that which is inside of it from becoming tamei. Actually, your Marach Manatz Dodin, if he adds a paste or some sealing material on the side to stick the end of the branch to the barrel. Because since this isn't a hard material, it's not a paste, it's not something which is sticky naturally, therefore is not considered to have closed the hole fully to the same extent as if they would add some sort of sticky paste to seal it shut properly. Hayushtayim, if he used two branches to go through that same one hole, because the hole might have been a bit wide, so then it would only be considered a tzomid posel if if he adds a paste to seal it from the sides, meaning to stick the branches to the actual kli, and from one branch to the other. He has to stick the two branches together as well, in order that that part in between them also be considered fully shut, and the tumah would not enter in between the two branches. Neser shu nosan al piatanor, if a board of wood, a wooden board, is placed on top of a oven, once again, this is a hard material, so it's not considered to be fully sealed and fully fastened and shut, unless he adds some sort of sticky paste in order to properly seal it. If he seals it shut from the sides, meaning he sticks the board to the kli with a kind of paste or a sealing material, then hitzel, it would say that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. But if not, then it wouldn't. What happens if there were two wooden boards placed one next to each other because each of them was too small to fully close the hole at the top? Then, he would need to add a paste from the sides of the boards to stick the boards to the kli itself, and between one board and the other to stick the two boards together. What happens if he sticks the two boards together with the leaves or different parts of certain bushes, which once they are ground up, they can also be quite sticky? If he used those to stick the two boards together, the Mishnah says, he would not need to add a special paste, a normal sealing material in between the two boards, because that itself would help to combine the two boards together. This wouldn't necessarily be sufficient on the sides to connect the boards to the kli, but to connect wood together, that would be sufficient. In that case, he would only need to add a proper paste to the sides to connect the boards to the kli itself. Mishnah Zayin, the idea of tzomid posel, that a kli which is totally sealed from all sides can save that which is inside of it from becoming tamei, applies even to the most severe form of tumah, that of a dead body which is found under the same roof. If the kelim which are under the same roof are found inside of a totally sealed item, then they would not become tamei. There are several Mishnayos and Maseches Aulos which teach that there is another way for items under the same roof as a dead body to be protected from becoming tamei, and that is if they are under a different roof as well. The idea of tumah traveling to everything under the same roof as a dead body is called tumas oihel, hence the name of the Maseches Aulos. An oihel literally means a tent. The idea is that it's under the same roof. The Mishnayos over there teach that if there is another roof within that area, then that roof can block and prevent the tumah from entering under that area. This Mishnah is going to discuss the case of an oven, and essentially an oven could also be considered an oihel. If there is something placed on top of the oven, so it would be considered a roof. And in this scenario, it's not considered to be a tzomid posel, because the thing which was on top of the roof was not pasted. It wasn't fastened totally shut with a special sticky material to the oven, and therefore in terms of the laws of tzomet posel, it would not protect that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. The issue of the Mishnah, however, is whether we don't even need that. Rather, we can consider the oven to be an oihel. It has a roof or something at the top, so in terms of that law, it would prevent that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. I'm going to see in this Mishnah that there is a special condition for this type of protection to work. And that is that the oihel does not have the status of a kli. If the oihel has the status of a kli, or even if the oihel is being held up by something which has the status of a kli, then it would not be able to protect that which is underneath it from becoming tomei. Says the Mishnah, Tanu Yoshon Mseich Chodosh, if there is an old oven inside of a new oven. When the Mishnayos talk about an old oven and a new oven, that just means an old oven is one which has been used, it's been heated up fully, so it's able to become tomei, whereas a new oven refers to an oven that has never been heated up fully, which is really the completing process of creating an oven. So a new oven is one that has not reached the end of its processing and making into a proper oven, and therefore it's not able to become tomei yet. So an old oven has the status of a kli, it can become tomei, whereas a new oven, which hasn't been heated up fully, has not got the status of a kli. So we have a smaller oven that is able to become tomei, and around that oven is a new oven that cannot become tomei. Usridal piayoshan, and there is a plate which is placed on top of the old oven as a lid. Nital hayoshan osrido nefeles, if it's placed on the old oven in such a way, and it's a size that would cause the plate to fall down if the old oven was taken away, meaning it's relying totally on the old oven for that plate to be held in place. In that case, although there is a roof there, there is something at the top of this oven, it's being held by a kli. And therefore, it would not be considered a roof that would protect that which is inside of it from becoming tomei, that which is underneath it from becoming tomei. And hakol tomei, everything which is underneath it would become tomei. Vim lav, however, if it's not relying fully on the old oven to be held in place, perhaps it's a very wide plate, so even if you were to remove the old oven, it would just fall down a bit and be held by the outer oven, which does not have the status of a kli. So in that case, that it's not fully dependent upon the support of a kli, then it would be a roof that would protect that which is underneath it from becoming tomei. So hakol tohor, everything which is in the oven and underneath that roof would be pure, and it would not become tomei even if the oven is under the same roof as a dead body. On a similar note, chodosh b'seich yoshan, if we have an opposite case where a new oven, which is not a kli, is inside of a slightly larger oven, which is an old oven, and therefore is considered a kli. Usridal piayoshon, and there is a plate placed on top of the old oven. In this case, it's certainly not dependent on the old oven, because the old oven is wider. If you take away the old oven, the plate would definitely be supported by the new oven, which is narrower. So this should be considered a roof that is not dependent on a kli for the top of it to exist, and therefore it should really protect that which is inside of it from becoming tomei. However, the Mishnah adds a condition that im ein ben chodosh laserido peseach tefach, only if there is not a tefach of room in between this plate and the new oven, only then would kol shebechodosh tohar, everything which is within that new oven, be tohar, pure, and be protected from the tumor which is coming from the dead body. However, if there is tefach of space in between the plate and the new oven, the inner oven, so then that area itself now has the status of something which is underneath the roof. The minimum height of an area which is considered to be roofed is the height of a tefach. So if that area in between the plate and the new oven already has the status of a significant area, so then we're no longer able to view that plate as the roof of the new oven below it, because it's the roof of a significant area in and of itself, and this means that the new inner oven does not actually have a roof, and therefore that which is inside of it or underneath it would not be protected from the tumor of the dead body.